Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hey guys, welcome back to the channel. It's Denise Salcedo here, and I am super excited because joining me right now, star of the Big Show show on Netflix premiering today, we have Paul White, aka The Big Show. Hi.
Thank you very much for having me. Every time I hear that little introduction, it makes me just giddy on the inside like a little kid because I got my own show. Yay!
Exactly. And on Netflix, only the biggest streaming platform there is. I mean, how does that feel for you to have this sort of accolade added to already a very illustrious career?
To be honest, I'm very humbled and super grateful. This is an opportunity that I have driven the powers to be at WWE crazy for years. Well over 10 years, I've been driving Vince nuts about I need a family comedy. I can do this. I'm funny. It shows my best characteristic points that I don't ever get to show in my character on WWE TV, but my personality could come through more. And if we can get a vehicle like that, it'll do well. And then the partnership came up with Netflix, and Vince is like, I got the perfect guy. And he did. So there's my bird. Hi, Max. worldwide interview. Please make more noise.
Anyway. Wants to make his appearance.
He wants to make his celebrity debut too. We talked about getting a bird for the show, and they said no. I said no birds on the show. No birds.
So, you know, Vince comes at you and tells you, hey, we suggested you for this show. What was your reaction to that? Did you think like, hey, after all of these years and this is happening?
Yeah, I was dumbfounded because, you know, I had about a 10-minute phone call with Vince, and then you know, he's a busy dude, and him and I have a great relationship of a lot gets said with very few words. And, you know, I got this opportunity for you. This is your opportunity you've been looking for, and I know you won't let me down. Good luck. And that was
that.
So, and meanwhile, I'm sitting with my face hanging out like, is this real? And then I go to the meetings with the people at WWE Studios and the people at Netflix, and we talk about the concept. And then I met with and Josh, and we talked about the pilot, and just the way this whole show came together is just really a fairy tale of unbelievable coincidences and connections. And Jason Berger, one of the writers on the show, I went to Wichita State University. He's from Wichita. His childhood best friend growing up, she's married to my doctor, my orthopedic that takes care of me for years to wrestling. My daughter in the show, Raylan Castor, she plays my oldest daughter, Lola. Her dad went to Wichita State when I went to school there. Like, we were almost in the same dorm. So it's, there's so many small degrees of separation. And it's when this whole thing come together, just the way everybody got along the first 10 minutes when we were doing our reads together, you know, I remember doing the read with Allison Munn, who she comes in with this, you know, this incredible energy and this overwhelming can-do attitude just naturally flows out of her. Like, she's a firecracker. And when we were going through our scene to test read, she says, is it okay if I touch you? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not made out of porcelain, trust me, you know. And right away, whatever you're doing, she slapped my hand and moved my hand out of the way. But she would do that if she was married to me for a long time. Like, once you're around me, that my size really means nothing once you're used to me. It's just, you know, I'm just plain old Paul. So for her to do that within the first couple minutes of meeting me and understanding her role and what she needed to do was just a blessing. And Juliet Donifield and Lily Brooks, those girls are amazing. I can't wait for people to see the talent that my daughters have, because I have three new daughters now.
Wow.
Yeah, so I stay in touch with them, and I refer to them as my girls, and I'm TV dad, but they're just absolutely bright in my whole life. If nothing else ever comes of this, the fact that I got to become friends with Allison and a pseudo adopt these three girls, it's life-changing just in that respect.
And I'm so glad that you mentioned your, how this the reading went about with Allison, because that was one of the things. So obviously I got to watch the entire season of the show. And first of all, I got to say it was super cute, super adorable, and very different from some of the other content that we're used to seeing on Netflix. So I think it definitely opens a door for a lot of different types of viewers to come on in and get a show like this. But going back to Allison, I thought you guys had such great on-screen chemistry. And so for you, was that something that you expected? I mean, you have this, you're getting pitched this idea, you are waiting for it, and now to only, but not only that, now you're blessed with a really great cast member. So what was that like for you?
It was just a fantasy come true. I mean, Allison Munn's from South Carolina. I'm from South Carolina. There's a few executives at Netflix that are good friends of mine now that they were also from South Carolina. So there was this little South Carolina mafia thing going on, and I would tease Allison when we first started hanging out that she hung out with the rich kids mall and I hung out at the poor kids mall. So, you know, but no, Allison was great because she has this, she's a mom. She's also, you know, she's married to this really handsome guy, Scott, who is so handsome. And when I call her, I'm really calling her just to talk to Scott because he's handsome. And right now she wants to punch me if she's watching this because she knows I'm talking about how handsome her husband is. But anyway, she's just got this great quality about her where she's very can-do attitude. Like, she will get her hands dirty, do whatever it takes to get the laughs, to hit the jokes. And she was so instrumental in helping me to learn how to prepare for my character, to prepare for the readings. Because, I mean, you know, you get a script on Monday, you put it on its feet, then you get a new script Tuesday and a new script Wednesday, and then you try to shoot something Thursday, then Friday it's live audience. So there's not a lot of in-depth prep time. So I had to learn kind of fast and on the job. And Allison was great about teaching me some pro secrets, and watching her the way she interacted on the set with the cameras and the lightings. I was studying her really, really hard because she was a pro that I was learning from. This is what she's good at. Just like if I was a rookie wrestler, I would watch the veteran wrestler and try to learn from them. I did the same with her. And, you know, the girls, like, you know, Juliet and Lily Brooks and Ray Lynn, they were such pros. It was really, for me, the one guy that needed to step up his game was the guy who the show was named was after. They surrounded me with such a great cast that it made it easy.
And speaking of the girls, they were all so incredible, all very different, and their characters really came through and their personalities really came through on the show, because they're so different, obviously, and they're supposed to be that way. So working predominantly with an all-female cast, what was that like for you? What did you learn from them, and what did they learn from you?
Well, yeah, it's funny. They all do have their own distinct personalities, which they bring to the show, which is very unique. Working with the girls, Juliet especially, she's got almost like an idyllic memory. So like, she reads a script once, she knows it. She knows your line, she knows the milkman's line, she knows everybody's lines. So the big running joke was I would always elbow her, because we were like two kids in a candy store. I was always hiding candy in my pocket because, you know, and her parents didn't want her having a lot of sugar, but I was, you know, Big Show TV dad, I would always have like candy in my jacket pocket or something like that. Or I'd have it in my hand and I would hide it to her, sneak it to her when no one was looking. I'd get her all wound up on sugar, turn her loose. But I would elbow her during some of the downtimes between while we were changing sets. I'm like, what are we doing? What's my line? And she's like, show. And then she would tell me my lines. But we made a little game out of it, but she, just how she comes prepared and how she can turn it on. Because our, you know, one thing about I like about our show, the way Josh and Jason put it together, a lot of times you have kids in the shows that are very snarky or they don't really get along with their parents. The parents are the enemy, kind of a thing, you know. And the one thing that's different about this show that I know is there's a lot of love on the show. You know, I mean, yeah, you're gonna family, not, you know, family doesn't get along all the time. But at its core, this family loves each other and it always rallies and it always pulls together. And I think that's to be able to put that on a platform like Netflix is a really incredible accomplishment.
And it's really nice to have someone there that just in case always knows what your line is supposed to be. Because that's like the biggest fear, forgetting your lines.
it happens because, you know, like, you know, you've got so many things going on, so many scenes, and you're trying to change wardrobe and where are you? And you know, you've done the run through before the show when everybody's in the makeup room. You do a speed read through it and everything's fine. But while you're changing, sometimes you get not, your brain gets knocked a little bit, and then it just, I mean, there's nothing there. It's like an empty desert of thoughts, you know. And Juliet was always great at helping me get through that. And Lily Brooks was always really good about if I got a little bit nervous, you know, she would always like hold my hands and it'll be okay, calm down, you know, that kind of a thing. So, and Ray Lynn always tried to make me cry. That was her, that was her thing. Any scene that she could get really connect with me and make me bawl, she lived for it. And she, as soon as I said cut, she'd laugh at me. Gotcha. You know, there were a couple of scenes with Ray Lynn and I where we were having that father-daughter exchange, and it parallels a lot of things in my life where I got custody of my daughter a little bit later in her life. So there's a lot of that that comes into play in this, in real life. And just that relationship, once Ray Lynn knew she could tug on my heartstrings, she was a vicious assassin. She went for him every time. So anyway,
that's awesome. At least now you have that warning, but it's good because somebody's bringing a different element out of you onto the table, and then the viewers watching are definitely going to catch on to that. So obviously on the show, you went on a lot of adventures. There was a lot of really cool stuff. I mean, we saw some cake fighting. We saw a lot of wrestling. We saw a lot happening on the show. What would you say was one of your favorite episodes or favorite scenes or just favorite parts of the shooting the actual show?
You know, it's funny. There's something amazing in every episode. I mean, this is the first season for me, so obviously every episode is amazing. But there are some that I take away from a lot. There's an episode where Julia White and I are trying to engineer the next new thing. I don't want to give away the storyline of the plot, but I got to interact with Julia White a lot. There was another episode where I do a little kind of like a Scrooged experience, you know, from Christmas, where Christmas future, Christmas past, Christmas present kind of a thing. And I just love working with him because he, of course, you know, was Urkel, you know, back in the day. And now he's like me, he's older, he's a father, he's done things. But his sense of timing, and I don't think I've ever been around anybody that's as funny as Julia White is. His delivery is overwhelming. And one of my personal favorites is we have an episode where I decided to take my wife on a WWE cruise for our anniversary, which is a horrible idea. But I got Mark Henry, who is my best friend in real life, and Mick Foley and Rikishi came on. And just the way those guys put 110% forward and just laid it all out and had such fun time and made it fun for everybody, that's one of my favorite episodes, definitely that one.
And I did want to ask you about that. Obviously, we got to see your friends, WWE legends. What was their reaction to be part of the show? And what was the reaction from some of your other friends in WWE when they found out that you were going to be having the show?
Well, it's funny. I've got a lot of friends that they're very supportive. They're very happy for me, that know me, that know my sense of humor, and understand that this has been a dream of mine for a while. I got a lot of friends that want to come on. So, season two, I'll be calling in a lot of favors to bring some of the guys in. I've got a verbal commitment out of Stone Cold. Jason and I already have an episode for that, but we're keeping it on the D-Lo. You know, and it was great. I'd love to have Mark Henry back some more. Mark Henry, who is probably literally the strongest human being I've ever been around in my life, but has such a natural, just polite Texas guy sweetness that rolls off from. I think my entire cast and crew fell in love with Mark Henry to the point of it could be the Mark Henry show if I'm not careful.
Well, if we see that show coming up, then we'll know exactly why.
Yeah, we know what happened. Yeah.
That's hilarious. So now we're going to sort of get into the random portion questions of this interview. So let's start off. I have a very, very random question for you. So on the show, we saw you make this awesome stack sandwich. But my question is, when was the last time you had a toothpaste-filled sandwich?
Oh, my God. Well, it's been since probably 1990. When did I do that piece? The last time I had one, I shared one with Michael Cole. I shared one with Michael Cole on a WWE exclusive. I'm thinking 1999, maybe. Maybe that, because we talked about it. And before that, it was like 93. So it didn't taste any better in 99 than it did in 93 either. So, but you know, you do what you got to do. You know, those are really good times because, you know, you can look back now and think like, you know, you can, things will come at you in life, you know, and there's a comfort and a calmness that comes with, you know, you've been through worse. You can get through this too. Just calm head and be patient and trust in your fellow humanity. So
obviously, and a lot has changed since then.
A little bit. Yeah. I've got less hair.
You're like, that's just one of them.
That's just one of them. I used to have flowing locks. I love telling the girls on the show when we were first hanging out, I said I used to have long hair and look like Jason Momoa. And they were looking at me, and I had a picture of me from like 95, a WCW picture. And I do look like Jason Momoa. So, it, you know, in my mind, I mean, you know, you might not think we look a lot alike, but close enough that, you know, now it's really sad what happened.
No, and I did like that aspect of the show, the fact that we were seeing some gear coming out. We saw some posters. I thought that was obviously a really nice touch to have on us to a show where, hey, we're stepping into, you know, a WWE wrestler's home.
We had the Honeycomb on the show too, because that summer while we were filming, Honeycomb had released, you know, the Big Show Honeycomb version. Becky Lynch, I think, was on Golden Grams. And we were talking with the writers and stuff, and they're like, yeah, the Big Show would have Honeycomb cereal, you know, like, of course it's going to be in the house. So, which was great, because little Juliet loved it. And in between takes, I had a bowl of real cereal because I needed real cereal. And I had her sneaking cereal when her mom wasn't looking. Like Jamie was, you got to quit giving her sugar. It just winds her up. And all I'm thinking is, yeah, but it's great to watch her go. It's like, you know, like an Evel Knievel motorcycle. You just wind her up and watch her go.
Oh, they're going to know who to send the dentist bills to now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Now, on the show, we saw that the Big Show is a big fanboy over Taylor Swift. Is it safe to say that the Big Show is a Swiftie?
Definitely a Swiftie. And after this past December, I've become an Ariana Grande fan as well. I took the girls to... for their Christmas present from the TV dad, I took him to an Ariana Grande concert in Anaheim, and I was front row with the girls and enjoyed the concert. And I was really amazed that for as tiny as Ariana Grande is, she's got a powerful voice. Like, it's really incredible to see that. And the girls had a great time, and it's just, I love hanging out with them. So that was a cool thing. I got to call in a couple of favors for some friends and take them to that experience. I picked them up in LA and drove them to Anaheim and did the parking, just like a real dad, you know, the whole day. Of Allison Munn came with us too. And it was a real fun filled night.
That is so cool. I would have never imagined or pictured you at an Ariana Grande show. So, and I don't know if you remember, but her audience is very, very young.
Yeah, I knew, because when she came out, the high-pitched screams literally were at a decibel that, like, my eardrums popped a little bit. Like, I, you know, but it was fun to see all the people that were there. You know, I could see all the other dads, because I can see all the other dads were kind of looking at me like, you know, like, you're a good man for doing this. You know, like, we're all in it together. But all us dads were kind of having fun, too. I mean, you know, it was a good concert.
Exactly. So now, what would you say is your best dad advice, especially for a dad with all girls, who we all know can be very, very challenging given how outspoken we all are?
Well, you know, if I could give any advice to all three of my girls, it would be to trust in your instincts, trust in yourself. Don't let anyone else influence you on how you feel about you, you know. And it's okay to kick yourself in the butt when it needs to be kicked in the butt. And it's also to give yourself a hug when you need a hug. But the girls that I have on the show, they're three powerhouses, and Allison Munn's a powerhouse. So I look at them like a giant pinball machine, and I'm the pinball that just gets slapped around the machine. So.
And before we go, I do want to ask you, aside from your own show, what are some of the other shows on Netflix that you are enjoying or have enjoyed?
Oh, well, Ozarks. Ozarks is one of my favorite shows on Netflix. And I'm trying to think, what's the other one that I do? It was Ozarks, and what was the other one that was? Oh, Altered Carbon. That was it. I read the book. The Takeshi Kovacs, Altered Carbon. So I keep saying the name wrong. So I was trying to remember what it was. But And Witcher, we saw Witcher too. So nice. I liked it. It's nice to see, you know, like Altered Carbon. Those were like, what, $11 million an episode? So you're like getting like each episode is like a movie budget. You know what I mean? And then you go into the depth and the sci-fi and the fantasy. It was really good.
Awesome. And my last question for you is, what would you like to see a season two of The Big Show show? And what are some of the things that you would like to see for season two?
I definitely like to see a season two. I'd like to expand a little bit more on Layla Brooks' character a little bit, because what people, I don't think, I mean, this year we found out that she's a very motivated young adult, but also she's got a lot of talent with her singing. And I'd like to, in season two, bring that forward a little bit. I got a friend of mine that's a real good singer that I'm going to reach out to and ask him to be on the show if we get season two to work with her on that episode. So, you know, we've got some ideas for the show. Josh and Jason have a lot of ideas. We've got some ideas for Juliet's character and Allison's as well. And then, of course, you know, there's plenty of trouble for me to get into in season two. So we've got plans. We're laid. All we're waiting now is a green light.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Paul, for talking to me today.
Thank you for having me.
A big fan of all of your work that you've done in WWE. And now I'm a big fan of what I'm seeing your work here on Netflix. But guys, thank you so much for watching this. Please do not forget to give this video a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and do not miss The Big Show show out right now on Netflix.
Thank you so, so very much. Thank you.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.